riding in the motherfucking Rover. Niggas talking down, I don't know. Yeah, made 100 plays in the focus. Got to maintain, stay bold. Headshot a nigga ass to see what his mind do. Catch a metal red light or fucking drive through. Nigga playing with the crew like we ain't gon' shoot. Ooh, ooh. Now don't great come through. First 48 and yellow tape keep you from coming through. I ain't been asleep in about 5 days. My niggas cracking cards, they make 5 plays. When I see you niggas, man, you know it's die day. Yeah, my niggas up with burners, shoot them side. Wait, I know where you stay, and I know where you be posted. Lil' Jill got the drain. We do drive-bys in a Rover. I just sold a A to a white boy in a Dover. But really, he just played, cause it was some bacon soda. Riding in the motherfucking Rover. Niggas talking down, I don't know. Yeah, made 100 plays in the focus. Gotta maintain, stay focused.
That's all my mama.
Riding in the motherfucking Rover. Niggas talking down, I don't know. Yeah, made 100 plays in the focus. Gotta maintain, stay focused.
Riding in a fucking Bentay. Yeah. Salt kill snails, not play. Yeah. Yes, yeah. My baby mama with it, she a mace. Yeah. Yeah. Every nigga with me on that gang stuff. Yeah. Slaughter gang, we came to shoot your kid back up. 21. Nigga disrespect me, he get shit bagged up. 21. We done with her, come and pick your bitch back up. 21. I ran off on the plug and I ain't even picked back up. He got sent to the voicemail, he from Orsdale. Niggas with that Instagram, I'm at your doorstep. Pump blew him in the kitchen front of doorstep. Bitch, we bring that big smoke, I'm talking horse breath.
Riding in the motherfucking Rover. Niggas talking down on.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
You already know what it is.
Yeah.
It's the Not That Serious Podcast. Mm-hmm. We're back at it again.
Yes, we are.
Back in your mouth.
Mm.
Dripping.
Yep.
Down to your breastbone.
Soaking wet.
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? We're back again. It's another week. So you already know what it means. It's another show. How you been, Elsie?
I'm all right, bro. I'm tired. Just working a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's all I fucking do. Just working.
And that's what you were. We were at a trampoline park, right?
Yeah, we're not going to get too much into it. But
yeah. we'll
it's like, nah, yeah, we'll yeah. Yeah, I do that right now, so I'm there a lot. And then, you know, between that and DJing,
yeah.
It's just mad shit, man. Like the other day, I DJed at this fundraiser type joint for basically this company that
for
builds
the whites.
Yeah, it was definitely for the whites.
Yeah.
But it was for this organization that builds.
Play some of that hippity hop, yeah. Boy.
Well, actually, I didn't have to. I was just background music. Easy money, right? Mm-hmm. Definitely got a nice little chunk of change out of that. But it was for this organization that builds parks for special needs kids.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a fundraiser for their parks, right? So, and it was at this place called the Marion. If you're from South Jersey, you heard of the Marion because it's the place where everybody has all the ritzy, you know, that's where proms be at, all of that shit. So it was there, and you know, I'm just playing background music. And at one point, they actually had an auction, right?
Right.
So this is the first time I've been to an auction. Thank the Lord, because okay. All any type of auction, you know, that ain't for me.
You know, black people in auctions.
Yeah, we don't get along.
Historically,
so, yeah,
haven't gone along too well.
Yeah, I was in there having flashbacks and shit, but.
No, master, no.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Don't separate me and my kids.
But they
black
had
people have been through so much
so
in this,
much.
This country.
Oh, you can't tell me PSD ain't real. Yeah. But, so they had the silent, they, I mean, not a silent auction. It was a regular auction. So they had the auction, you know, have a little auctioneer. But he was actually more like a comedian because he's really funny. But they do the auctions, and they're auctioning off shit like a signed Carson Wentz football, a signed Brent Celek ball. They gave away a fishing trip. Just a bunch of shit, right? So at one point, these two women are going back and forth about a signed Carson Wentz ball.
As they should.
As they should. And eventually, the one woman ended up winning. I mean, well, winning the ball. She had bought it for $3,000.
Fair.
Like, right in front of my face. Like, shit. I have never seen no shit like this. Like, She just everybody in there had bread. Like, people were donating thousands of dollars to this organization, and it's a great cause. It's called Build Parks for Jacob, I believe. I can't remember the name of it, but they build parks for kids with special needs, and it was dope. But I ain't never ever seen no shit like that. Bro, a bunch of rich ass white people in one place. I felt so out of place. I was literally just a tap dancing monkey.
And next we have the DJ boy.
And next we have the tap dancing monkey. Like, I was just gonna get on stage like hippity hoppity hippity hop. Like,
we have DJ Niggy Nig.
It was crazy, but it was an easy
strong back, strong hands.
It was an easy gig though. My music was so low that if you weren't even listening to it, you wouldn't have heard it. So easy money, I mean, just provided the sound, and you know,
we're all for that easy money.
Yeah, and I mean, that's
and I love that you use that sports because we're gonna talk about sports for a little bit.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Starting with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia 76ers
that just clinched the.
Actually, the other day we clinched.
We solidified the playoff run. We got the playoff run. It's coming.
I mean, you know we're still coming for that third place spot though. We got a couple games left.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people said we weren't even going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting for an eighth seed. We're actually at a fourth seed right now.
Chilling.
You know what I'm saying?
Cruise control.
Did all that without our number one rookie player, guard Markelle Fultz, who started tonight.
Yep.
Played only 14 minutes, got 10 points.
Eight assists.
Too
shy of a double-double.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
And we played the Nuggets. It's not like we played a bunch of bums. We played the Nuggets.
We played a playoff-caliber team
Who arguably have the best rookie. You know, arguably. We have the best rookie.
That's not the Nuggets. That's the Jazz.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, still, fuck them niggas. Yeah. I mean, all day,
you know what I'm saying? Because you're not the process.
Yeah, facts.
Because you're not gang.
You're not us.
You know what we got to say. You gotta do the three-word banger. Trust the process. You already know what it is, niggas. You know, can I just go off on a tangent for a little bit? Because
you was going to do it anyway.
It was going to happen anyway. You know what I'm saying? When all you people that doubted the Sixers, I want you to do something for me.
Yeah.
I need you to affix your oral cavities.
Yeah.
Which is your mouth.
Yeah.
I need you to get on one knee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To take that other knee and get on that one, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait for me to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to squat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tuck my member to the back. Mm-hmm. And you're going to suck my dick from the bike. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna wait for the meats display.
Yep, to peek through.
You're gonna wait for the worm
through the thighs, and then
you're gonna wait for the hot dog to peek through the buns, and you're gonna take a nibble. But you better not use teeth, or I'll put my elbow through your throat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, shout out to everybody that doubted the Sixers. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith.
Yep.
Called us an abomination. Shout out to Deadspin. They said the Sixers were a godless abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Colin Cowherd. Said we weren't winning 40 games. Said that we make the Lakers look like the Cavaliers. Them niggas stink.
Shout out to the Lakers who just officially got eliminated from the playoffs.
You know, shout out to them niggas. Shout out to Lonzo.
For playoffs contentions, I should say.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball.
And his acne.
Who I was told was going to be Rookie of the Year and was going to lead the Lakers to a playoff berth in the West. Shout out to him. And they stink. Shout out to everybody that said we weren't going to make anything happen this year. Shout out to everybody who said we're going to be fighting for an eighth seed. Shout out to everybody that just doubted the process. Shout out to everybody saying that we were taking advantage of the rules. And everybody who says that we're not the way to do this.
Man, listen. First of all, this is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This,
when you're in a city like Philadelphia that, you know, it's not the most attractive. It's not New York. It's not L.A.
It's a big. Come on, son. Okay, Philadelphia.
We got to draft niggas here. We don't just pick them up.
Yeah, we're not.
They don't be like, yo, I want to live in Philly. You know that doesn't happen often.
Exactly. It's not like we're not Miami, a destination.
Yeah,
place.
We're not New York.
Yeah,
we're
LA,
not. We're not Houston.
Houston.
We're not that.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
It's not that way.
So
we're not a horrible market.
So shout out to Sam Hinkie.
Yeah, we're not Salt Lake City in Utah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to fucking go there.
That's what I'm saying. We're not that bad.
Oh, okay.
But we're not that good either.
Yeah.
So if we don't draft nobody, unless we wildly overpay for somebody, which isn't worth it, unless you're LeBron James or Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Like, think about everybody who came through here. They were all draftees.
Everybody.
Nobody, other than Chris Webber, he was the only nigga that we picked up.
And he was washed.
And he was, he was old by then. He did a little bit,
fucking
but
washed.
He, even he knew he wasn't that. He was washed. He was doing us a favor. The nigga came and he played a number 84 that his like his niece picked.
Shout out to everybody that said we should have went with Jahlil Okafor.
Oh, you
instead
dummy.
Of Joel Embiid.
You dummy.
That bum ass nigga came here 5 minutes on the Brooklyn Nets now.
You bum, you dummy, you.
Shout out you moron.
Thanks.
Shout out to everybody that doubted Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and shout out to everybody who doubted Markel Fultz, said he was gonna be a bust. He came in after not even playing for like 4 or 5 months. Still got 10 points for 8 rebounds,
assists, 4 rebounds.
4 rebounds, you know what
Slight.
I'm saying? And
Slight.
A block.
And a block. A block. Yeah, pretty good block at that.
You know what I'm saying? So, I want, and everybody, you know, people that said we should do this a certain way. Nigga, this is the way,
This
nigga.
Is the way.
You gotta be
and
bad.
And now, guess what? We did it so well, the league is like, nah,
yeah,
we can't do it no more. Because it works.
And if you don't think it's worth it, we got one of the best big men, if not the best big man in the league, in Joel Embiid.
Definitely top
three. If he's not the best big man right now, he will be in the next 3 or 4 years.
He's top three right now.
Top three today.
Yep.
We got one of the best young guards, the best young guard, young point guard, point forward phenomenon that nobody has ever seen before in Ben Simmons, already looking like LeBron number 2.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, son.
Averaging a triple double his last this month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Once he gets a shot, it's over.
It's over.
Bitches.
We got young, strong role player in Dario Saric, the Croatian
oh,
god.
Oh man, we got JJ Redick splashing all types of threes.
We got Marco
Covington splashing threes.
Marco Bellinelli splashing threes.
Ilya Silva doing his thing in the post. Like, come on, niggas.
Yo,
I can keep going.
What do you want?
Going.
Now we got
what do you want?
Now
what
we have
more
the
do you want from
we have,
me?
We have the missing piece and Markel Fultz coming in, creating points, driving to the lane, being aggressive. And yeah, once he gets his stuff, gets a foothold.
I hope
in the
he
game.
Gets it together. I was a Markel Fultz hater. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't care for him. I mean, unless he got to earn his keep. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when he does, I'll be happy for him.
Know
as of now, you know what I mean, I'm happy for what he's doing,
anybody,
but he's still got to earn his keep.
Anybody
but
got,
you know what I mean, we still got the squad without him.
Exactly.
Good.
Everybody's like, you should have drafted Tatum. You should have drafted Tatum. I don't want that system playing ass nigga. That nigga plays with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
The most dynamic offensive player. Yeah, he's going to – anybody is going to cook when you play next to Kyrie Irving because everybody's focused on who?
Kyrie Irving,
my nigga. So, yeah, you're going to have a good year. That nigga couldn't do what Donovan Mitchell's doing in Utah. You put that nigga in Utah right now.
Donovan Mitchell's balling in Utah.
And that nigga's balling in Utah.
That nigga's
shout
with the Mormons.
Him. You know what I'm saying? He's out there balling with the Mormon Jacob Jehoshaphats and all them niggas out there. Jacob Jacobs and Jacobsons.
Jacob
all them niggas
Jehoshaph-
out there. All them Jehovah Witness-ass niggas down there. Jehovah Witness, Mormon, Amish. I don't know the fuck.
You're saying. Them niggas is weird.
Them weirdo niggas. And you put that nigga in like somewhere like Utah, them niggas will suck. Because, what's like Tatum's like the third or fourth option.
Yeah.
At best.
You got Kyrie, you got Horford. I don't even know if you can count Jaylen Brown right now, but you can definitely count Rozier.
Rozier, because
that nigga been balling.
With his black lips smoking all the weed.
That nigga smoked hella weed.
Hell yeah.
Hella
bro.
Dank.
You can tell that nigga was a special ed growing up.
Oh my God.
He felt like he was growing up. He had one of them hard heads. Like every time he fell down, he never cried because his head was just hard. Shout out to you, Tay Rozier. You know what I'm saying? Tanking's room. Everybody's been tanking, bro. They just didn't.
Facts.
They just weren't open about it like we was.
Oh, we made it very obvious.
What have the Knicks been doing for the past decade?
Tanking? Niggas were tanking with Carmelo Anthony on the
exactly.
roster.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
With an all-star. With a Hall of Famer.
Fuck out of here.
You're tanking with a Hall of Famer. You're wasting his time and our time. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you niggas, man. Everybody that said we need to follow different people's method. Like, who do you want us to be? The Hawks?
Yeah, just stuck in NBA purgatory.
Stuck in the seventh seed and lose, and now they stink too. What?
NBA purgatory. Fuck that.
So we went from motherfucking 28 wins to now we have 43 with 10 or 9 games left. We could hit 50 wins.
Yep.
Unprecedented.
And you want us to change our methods?
We got two.
You know what I mean? We're set to not have to do it for a while now. But
we
still,
have fuck two generational talents.
Yep.
Two generational talents.
And you know what's scary?
They're both are all-star caliber.
Yep.
One, another.
One already made the all-star team.
One already made one. Another,
one should have.
Another one that's a potential all-star, Dario Saric.
Oh, yeah.
If he continues to improve. And then who knows what number one pick Markelle Fultz can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how this process is wrong. Who do we lose?
The only way you can say it's wrong is if you're a fucking
hater. And nobody who's left the process, nobody who's left this team has gone off and become good players.
Yep.
Jahlil Okafor, you already know that nigga's a big time boo-boo bum.
Yep.
Nerlens Noel, he can't find nowhere to play anymore. And he was my guy, but he can't find nowhere to play. Mm-hmm. So I don't see how you could look at this and say we did anything wrong.
You're just a hater.
You want niggas to lose with honor? So what? The fuck is that?
Like what?
We're going to lose with intention. Shout out to Same Hinky.
Yep.
Shout out to you on your island in Cuba watching it with the master plan of fleecing niggas forever.
I
appreciate you forever. Shout out to Colangelo for not completely fucking it up when he came in.
For
letting it rock.
Right,
and trust the process, niggas. Anybody that can doubt the Sixers can suck my motherfucking dick from the back.
From the back side.
Ow! A little jazz on you, hoe niggas.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to do for my Sixers talk. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Huh. It's so many people. I was told so many things.
Mm-hmm. We were doubted heavily.
This is about us and about how other players were going to do and how everybody was so much better than what we were going to do. People said Brandon Ingram was going to be better than Ben Simmons.
Imagine that.
The best player on the Lakers right now is Julius Randle. It's no joke. It's not a punchline. That's a fact.
But shout out to Julius Randle. It's not like he's been bummy this season. He's been all right. But everybody else,
he is
sus.
And Kyle Kuzma too.
Kuzma. He's been.
You can work on some defense, my nigga. But you know, whatever. You're a rookie.
Yeah. We'll let you get away with that.
You know what I'm saying?
But, man.
So, I'm happy to be a Sixers fan.
It's a great time to be a Philly fan.
Philly fandom is lit right now.
We say this every episode, but you don't understand. The Eagles won the fucking Super Bowl.
Won the motherfucking Super Bowl.
Get out of here.
Villanova's in the final four.
Again.
The Flyers are in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers are in the playoffs after about 5 or 6 years with two generational talents that's going to be here. Like a core 3 or 4 players that's going to be here that you know
for the next
5 to 10 years if everything goes right. And we're already a 4 seed, daddy.
I'm pretty sure I was on this podcast saying that I'll be happy with the 8th seed.
We were saying that.
Yeah.
And we said it on another been perfectly podcast. Fine. Shout out to Pick and Pop by Sam
Pick and
Duesenberry.
Pop. Yeah, shout out to that. Go check that out, Pick and Pop by Sam Duesenberry. We definitely said on there that we would be satisfied with an 8 seed.
Yeah, he said, he was like 4th. He was like, nah.
Yeah, he was.
It was the 8.
He was against it. Like,
yeah.
But hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to the process, baby. Trust the process. I don't want to talk no more basketball. We going to hit. We got football.
Oh, man. But
football, though, right?
Before we do anything else, shout out to Shelby.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody.
Over at Garden Clothing, Garden App Apparel. On Instagram.
Garden App Clothing on
Instagram. Garden App Clothing on Instagram. Now, I mean, and also shout out to this Hibiki. We ain't finished it yet, but as soon as we finish it, you know, Jack Daniels is coming back.
It's
so smooth.
It's been so kind to us. The bottle is real nice.
It has. Definitely
it
keep
got,
it
got a nice little.
Oh, you didn't do it right.
You got a nice little.
You need a magic touch. There
to
it, goes.
It. You know what I'm saying? It feels nice.
It's a cork.
It's cold to the touch.
It is.
It's
great.
It's
great. If you want to send us liquor, go ahead and do that.
Oh,
either,
yeah.
Now it's either Hibiki or Jack Daniels. Before it was just Jack Daniels. But now we added Hibiki.
Any of your variety of whiskeys.
Yeah, we drink anything, really.
Yeah.
Shit, you can send us a bottle of fucking Fireball. We'll drink shit out of that.
Yeah. So. Don't bring us Fekka, though.
Yeah, no clear. Nah, we don't do clear liquor.
Nothing light.
We're over the age of 21.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We're over the age of 18.
I have ball hair now.
Yeah.
I don't drink speckin' or light liquors, nigga.
Yeah. I have a lot of credits.
Yeah.
I don't do clear liquor anymore.
Yeah, nigga. I get ingrown hairs in my beard.
Yo, clear liquor is really for the birds, bro. Like,
birds.
Like, if I smell that right now, I know we talked about this last episode, but if I smell clear liquor right now, I'll probably throw up.
Absolutely.
It just has that, that rubbing alcohol smell. It's just,
it's nothing.
It's bad. Ugh.
I just tasted it.
Oh, man.
It's so awful.
It's bad. It's so. Just, whoever invented that shit, nigga, fuck you.
Fuck you.
For tricking us young boys into thinking.
And your kids, man.
Ugh. Into thinking that shit was healthy. Into thinking that it was good.
You thought it was healthy?
I probably did
nothing
at the time.
Nothing that smells like that is healthy.
Nigga, I probably thought it was all right at the time.
Yeah, you thought
obviously,
it was decent.
I used to drink, I literally used to drink anything. Like, Four Loko, I was drinking all of that. It was bad. But now, I mean, I'm a man of reason. I'm a renaissance man. I drink dark liquors
man
only.
Man of culture.
A man of culture. You know what I'm saying? A man of morality. I drink the darkest of the dark, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate you.
No, that's called growth.
Growth.
But keeping it, we want to talk about basketball for a second. We want to talk about the downfall of your other team, the Warriors.
Oh.
I won't even say the downfall. Everybody's hurt.
Just everybody got hurt.
Everybody's
man.
Hurt at the same time because you are an avid Warriors fanatic.
I'm not a yo. What are you saying?
You are an avid Warriors fanatic.
There's a difference between being an avid Warriors fanatic, which I'm not, and just recognizing how good them niggas are, and just accepting the fact that niggas ain't winning until them niggas fall off.
Mike, I ain't never seen you cheer harder for anyone other than the Eagles being in the Super Bowl than you did for when the Warriors were in the finals last year.
That's because it was fuck LeBron.
Really?
Yes.
Why is this fuck LeBron?
Because fuck LeBron.
But you...
Until
is
he
it really,
becomes a Sixer.
I was about to say, is it really fuck LeBron?
Until he becomes a Sixer.
I've never been fuck LeBron.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, sometimes I hate the shit he does. Like, he travels a lot.
Fuck LeBron.
Well, other than that, the nigga's great.
Nah, fuck LeBron.
Why? You just don't like him? Is it the hair?
He
is it the beard? Is it the way he carries himself because he's a fucking king? He's the best basketball player on earth, Mike.
I guess he's one of those,
you
guys.
You act that way, too.
Maybe. But I get in way more.
And he doesn't even act. Yeah, I'm about to say. LeBron. He does not get in trouble.
I get in way
He doesn't get in trouble at all.
Way more scandals than that nigga, bro.
Everybody be pregnant. You be out here like Antonio Cromartie.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just babies everywhere.
Just babies.
Oh, man.
Everywhere. Because I can afford it, nigga. Fuck it.
Fuck it, baby.
What is condoms, baby? I'm rich.
Money is my condom.
Yeah, bitch. These hunnits.
This child support.
These hunnits down your puss.
Yo, you know what that made me think of?
What?
Shout out to that nigga Logic for dropping his wife.
Oh, man.
Off in the middle of the fucking nowhere.
That nigga just literally just sat.
Son.
He literally just sat
that
his,
nigga sat his wife down at the table was like, I don't even like you.
I don't even fuck with you like that.
He said he was happier when he was single.
He just said I was happy.
Nigga, you know how many married men feel that way?
All of them.
All about 99.9% of them, like the germs that Lysol kills. Nigga, it don't work like that. How did you feel about that when you saw that? Because I was kind of like, wow. My jaw dropped.
I was like, wow, the gall of this dude. Like listen, that's what money do, bro. Money make you bold.
It does. And what was crazier about his situation was the fact that they signed a prenup, so she gets nothing. Like,
that's not
the house, not any of the cars that he bought. She gets nothing. Apparently, she lives with a family member now. That's it.
That's what we call in the business a clean getaway.
That is a clean getaway. And it's crazy because
I might listen to a Logic album.
If she signed that, you know, obviously she was in it, you know, she was in it just as much as he was. But, you know, if it sucks, but usually it's the man who gets left with having to give away half his shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, they signed that prenup and he got out of there. He didn't have to give her nothing. It's fucked up. Because even if you are with a woman that you loved enough to marry, you know, a regular man would give her something. And I'm sure Logic is going. I'm sure he's going to give her something.
He's
going to
give her a little something.
But facts don't matter. So we're going to assume that he gave that bitch nothing.
Good.
Get what you deserve.
That's right. Go back to CBS.
You don't rap about being half black all the time.
Right. You don't talk about your African-Aryan race.
African-Aryan. I can't believe he did that shit. He's a fucking... That shit was corny. He's low-key corny, but, like, he has some songs that I'm like, this is all right. But then his corniness catches up with it. I just can't. I'm not a Logic guy.
I'll never be a Logic guy. He's like J. Cole times 30.
He is.
But, like, way dweebier and way less credible.
The way J. Cole constantly raps about being broke is what Logic does about being black.
Yeah.
When he looks...
Neither of which are believable.
That nigga is the same color as cocaine, and he says nigga all the time. Shit bothers me.
Nigga, you look like Macaulay Culkin and Richie Rich. Talking to me about your half black. Nigga, fuck you.
That shit makes me mad. But apparently he is. We saw the pic. There was a picture of him and his dad. Sure. His dad is black as hell.
I bet he is.
But it's like, bro. It's just annoying the fact that he always has to talk about it.
Yeah, like bro.
Oh, my God.
All
right. He just shoves it right down your throat.
Settle down, Logic. I get it. Shout out to you
if you like Logic and Russ.
Yo, you're corny. Like both of them niggas.
If you like Logic and Russ, you probably have a Logic and Russ like playlist.
I don't want to be friends with you.
Back to it's probably called Logic versus.
And if
Russ.
We are friends, we're not anymore.
Nah, I cut you off.
Yeah, you're cut off.
You're cut.
You like both of them niggas at the same time. I get like one of them is already enough to make me look at you funny.
Yeah,
but you like both of them niggas. Simultaneously,
I respect them
together. I don't respect shit.
I think I've said this before. I respect Russ because he does everything on his own, mixing, mastering, producing, all of that. He sings too. I respect that. But yeah. To me, he's just a corny.
But you know what he is?
He's corny.
He's a dude that does a lot of work, but won't stop reminding you about it. Look at me. I'm Russ. I'm independent.
True.
I do everything by myself. Yeah. And you like to mess with rappers who like Zans, but I speak real bars.
He's like a head ass version of Chance the Rapper.
Like shut up.
Yeah.
Like shut. Up, nigga. Okay, my nigga. Like,
yeah, nigga. I mean, because niggas find something that niggas get something that works for them, and they just don't know how to. They don't know how to like let it like move on and find another niche. How do you say that word?
Niche.
I've never known how to say that word.
Yeah, niche.
Shout out to Shake and Niche.
Yes.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
But anyway.
Shout out to Milk Boy.
Milk Boy. Yeah, we gotta go there.
We gotta go
there. Heard the food is great.
Shout out to our boy Shay's restaurant, Milk Boy.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in the Philadelphia area, check that out.
The what?
Philadelphia area.
You said that weird.
I don't know.
You didn't even drink.
I know, I didn't.
You should. Here it is.
Elsie's making me drink, guys.
Here it comes. You're gonna drink right now. I just peeped this. And I'm sitting here half drunk.
Oh, you know man. What I mean?
As usual. And here you are, sober as a gopher. Shout out to E40.
That's how I'm going to drink it. As you guys.
But mom, I don't want to go to school tomorrow.
But Elsie, I don't want to drink the liquor. It does funny things to my stomach.
Drink it. All of it. And the mic.
Guys, you know, I'm not really a heavy drinker anymore.
Mike doesn't drink anything. He'll smoke a little something.
Oh, yeah. I'll smoke the roof off a chimney. That doesn't even make sense, but I'll do it. But drinking, that's a whole...
Drink that Hibiki, Mike. And there's no chaser, by the way, because...
There's no chaser.
There is none.
No, it is some. This nigga just refused to get some.
I did.
Because he wants it...
I said no.
I said no. I said, can I have some juice?
I said no.
He didn't even say no. He just said, I registered that, but I refuse to acknowledge.
No, you're good. You're fine. I think that it's smooth, though. Is it not?
Oh. Jesus.
This nigga almost died. Ugh. There you go. Take all of that.
Ooh.
You feel the hair. You feel the hair coming out of your chest.
You know when you drink and you gotta do like the Harlem shake.
You feel that?
To shake it.
Some hairs coming out of your chest. You like that?
Might be a couple ball hairs too.
You like that? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you're gonna have to shave after this. Yeah. Drum said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was he talking about?
Feeling better now?
No.
It'll hit you in about 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, well.
3 minutes is about hibiki time.
Yeah, nice hibiki time. Yeah.
But, we skipped something. Shout out to Michael Bennett. That nigga's going through some shit. Didn't go through anything until he got to Philly. If you don't know who Michael Bennett is, he is a new defensive end that we acquired from the Seattle Seahawks. Pro bowler. All pro. But we acquired him for little to nothing. And I think it's because the Seahawks knew that he was going to get in some shit.
So basically, Michael Bennett is a player that's known for being a little woke.
Too woke.
Too woke.
He's so woke that white people don't like him. He made a book. Wait, what was his book?
He has a book out?
Yeah. His book just released.
So basically, he's like a known woke player that's like, you know, that fights the system. Mm-hmm. Known to be disruptive. Him and his brother Martellus.
The name of his book that just came out is called Things That Make White People Uncomfortable.
I want to buy it.
Yep, I should.
So clearly, top NFL enemy number one.
Yeah.
So apparently, he's been indicted on charges of battery.
Yeah, he apparently after his brother won the Super Bowl last year with the Patriots, he ran onto the field and pushed an old.
He was trying to get on the field.
Yeah.
And I guess some paraplegic person.
It was a paraplegic security guard?
So what the fuck is that? What useful are you?
What good are you?
That's like a.
Who are you securing?
It's like a porn star with no mouth. What the fuck? What do you do?
Hey, listen. Here's other holes.
No, they're not. Not the ones I'm concerned
that's like
with.
That's like an NBA player with no hands.
Yeah.
Like, just little nubs. What good are you?
What are you
gonna do for me?
What are you gonna
you Air Bud? You gonna hit it with your mouth?
Right.
But I don't.
You gonna shoot with your schnoz?
you gonna kick the ball from half court? Like that shit makes no sense. Suck my dick
with your ear. Freaking porn star with no mouth. What are you? You're useless.
Get a nice little foot job.
Give me a nice little ear job.
There's a little that space in between your elbow and your bicep.
Yeah, the weenus.
One of those. Not even. Yeah, the opposite of the weenus. The inside. Just. But apparently, Michael Bennett got arrested, or he just turned himself in for pushing this paraplegic security guard out of the way, and he was charged. There was a warrant out for his arrest for. Battery against an elderly person?
Yeah.
It was bullshit.
Right.
I don't understand how this shit even... How the fuck... Who called the cops? Like, I don't understand. It is because he's black. It is. But
because he's an arrogant... Like,
he's a well-known... He's a loud nigga. That's what he is. Yeah. He's a loud mouth boy. They don't like them. Because he be loud and right. And they don't like that.
They don't like either.
He be loud and correct. But, you know, he just turned himself in. So hopefully this doesn't affect the season. I don't know what's going to happen. If he does get a 6-game suspension or something like that, it's warranted, I guess, because he does have a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah,
this
fine.
Is something that did happen.
That's
we're not going to be ignorant. Obviously, this is something that happened.
Yeah, we're not going to be like the other niggas that try to hold out for shit.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, if he pushed I wouldn't push an old person. Mike wouldn't push an old person. But he did. You push an old person? I don't think I would push
depending on the situation.
I mean, if they try to fucking rob me or something, I don't think I would push an old person out of the way.
Depends.
You would push an old person?
Man, fuck old people, man.
You know, I had a class one time. It was psychology. First of all, this teacher was fucking out of his mind. He said, "Would you rob an old person if you knew that they would never find out? Like, if you would never get caught and they would never find out, would you do it?"
No. But
then his next question was, why not? And that's, ladies and gentlemen, has been another episode of Not That Serious Podcast. Like, that shit was, everybody in the class was like, damn, why wouldn't I rob him?
Because it's an old person, like, you feel bad for the old person.
But yet here you are pushing him.
Because fuck them. She's holding him back because apparently he had a pass.
Yeah.
And she's still telling him no. But nigga,
no.
I have a pass.
I have a whole
pass. You're just trying to stop me. So now fuck you. And
because
he
was black and she probably didn't believe him.
And they said that it really wasn't no big push. It was just like a move aside.
But you know, dramatic.
But because he's a big black man.
God.
She did her best Dirk Nowitzki impersonation.
Yeah, her and flop. Her and her. What if she had like orthopedic shoes on? Like, good. Maybe she like had two different level shoes.
Knock that size 11 to a size 4, bitch.
Man, she probably had two different size shoes
on. Get your special shoe wearing had, like, ass a, out the way, bitch.
Peggy probably had a peg leg or something.
Yeah, well, bitch.
Oh, my God. So
get on me,
he knocked her off balance. She probably had an eye patch. He pushing his eye patch, bitch, out the way. Oh, man. But it's not a good situation. It's not a good look. If he gets suspended, he gets suspended. Obviously, it's not going to be for the full season. You know what I mean? If you're an Eagles fan, if you follow the Eagles at all, you know we have a stacked defensive line. So this probably won't hurt as much because we got him for nothing. So
absolutely next to nothing.
Nothing at all. You know, Marcus Johnson, shout out to you. You went to Texas. You know what I mean? He's fast. He's a wide receiver. But, you know, made room for Mike Wallace. So, you know what I mean? Niggas is leveling up out here. You know what I mean? The Eagles. You know what I mean?
But you know who's leveling down?
Oh, everyone in the NFC East.
Everybody. Other than us. You know what I'm saying? Redskins at it. Alex Smith.
Black Death. I mean, white Dak Prescott. It doesn't even matter. Half of Dak Prescott.
Yeah. But.
No, I mean, the big story right now is the Giants of New York are currently shopping around, or should I say, listening to offers for Odell Beckham Jr. You sure do.
Shout out to y'all.
Man. Oh, man.
Shout out to the Giants organization, which has actually fumbled and bungled this whole situation.
This whole offseason, because they traded away JPP for next to nothing.
Yes, your best.
But apparently they're trying to defend. And apparently they want to switch to a 3-4 defense.
Niggas suck.
You want to run Tampa
your
2-2?
Your linebackers stink. How are you gonna run a 3-4 when all of your linebackers think you got Alec Ogletree?
Yeah, but they got Alec Ogletree. He can't do it himself.
He's all right,
and he's getting old. I'm pretty sure he's like 30.
He's okay, and he's not getting any younger. And he's your only. All your other linebackers stink. You just got running your best D lineman.
Yep,
and. You have a great interior D lineman Snacks, but he's not nice enough to run a 3-4 by himself to be a nose guard to handle two double teams, double team every day.
Maybe when he was at Texas.
Maybe.
But not there. I'm pretty sure that's the nigga that was at Texas. Shout out to him. I forget his real name, but he's always
Snacks.
But, shout out. Just dropping the ball.
And then you disrespect your one. Franchise quarterback who really, you know, is debatable if he's that great or not.
Probably is going to go to the Hall of Fame, but whatever. Yeah, he's Peyton Manning's brother.
Peyton Manning's brother's getting in there.
Whatever.
You've had an all-time great talent in receiver in Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. And they have failed to build around this thing. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Ain't this like, is this his third or fourth year coming up?
I think it's going to be his fourth.
So, you've had him for 3 years. You've known this nigga was nice since his first year.
Yeah.
Done. It's been confirmed already.
Yeah.
So.
Everybody, the whole world knew.
Out of all this time, you don't build an O-line to protect so you can throw to him. You don't get a running back.
Of running game.
You did some things on defense. I will respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do no O-line work.
Yep.
Or no running back, and you don't have a running game.
And guess what? Now you put yourself in a hole because now you're looking at the Cleveland Browns like, fuck, these niggas are actually out here making moves. We might have to trade this man for the first and fourth pick. Look at you.
On people that most likely won't be as impactful and talented.
It doesn't even matter now. Yes, they will.
As Odell is?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Saquon Barkley?
You don't know, though.
He's a question mark.
You don't
but
know. I know
if
today.
If I'm the Giants, I'm not listening to the Browns unless they're coming off that first and fourth pick. Because I'm getting Saquon, and then I'm getting a quarterback.
Yeah. You got to.
That's got to be the game plan.
All fucked up.
But also, in addition to the Cleveland Browns, you know, Jarvis Landry mostly trying to recruit, if they get him, that's going to be dangerous. And if they finesse at the same time, that'll be even more dangerous. But apparently the LA Rams want him too, who just got Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know what I mean? Their D-line is crazy. But
How do you have one of the greatest talents of receiver? You don't build not one comparable team
around him. It's really hilarious. You know what's funny? They figured out they had the best wide receiver, and what's the first thing they did? Get more wide receivers.
Get more receivers.
We're going to get Brandon Marshall, and then we're going to extend Sterling Shepard.
Then we're going to get Evan Ingram, a receiving tight end.
Come on, son.
A tight end that can't block to help block for a horrible O line that can't block.
Evan Ingram and Odell Beckham is enough receiving. If you have Odell and then a solid tight end, receiving tight end, that's more than what a lot of teams even have to jump off rip. But then you add Sterling Shepard in the mix, you're good. What do you need old ass Brandon Marshall for? Like, nigga, you're dumb. Like, the Giants are dumb. So now I hope they do. Trading Odell to the Cleveland Browns for two picks in the first round would be the smartest shit they ever did.
Even though that would be the smartest thing for them.
That would be very ideal for them.
It would be so hilarious.
You know what I mean? But then again, I hope they trade. I hope Odell goes to New Orleans or Jacksonville. That'll make my day. I've been saying either Jacksonville or New Orleans.
Oh, Jacksonville.
New Orleans will make a lot of sense.
And if they get a decent quarterback, that'd be OD.
Think about it, bro. If New Orleans gets Odell and then they draft Lamar Jackson, Odell, Madden, Mark Ingram, and Alvin Kamara.
Leonard Fournette.
Come on, son. If he goes to Jacksonville, Leonard Fournette, Odell. Yeah. They got a couple other young receivers. Their defense is OD. You get a quarterback? Come on, son. All right. There's a lot of shit going on. But we digress.
Yeah, but the Giants can do it in 3 years. Like, you niggas stupid, man.
Stink. Stupid.
Fucking stupid. Speaking
of Odell, we're going to go into people who take dick. Stormy Daniels.
Yo.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my God. Shout out to
Stormy Daniels, dude.
Yeah, hold on. This is getting crazy.
I told you that Hibiki got you twisty.
Got me twisty.
But
anyway.
Stormy Daniels, if you don't know who she is, she's the porn star who had a mild relationship with the orange bitch Donald Trump, and she went in on 60 Minutes and basically did an interview about her whole whole situation. Now, you know, I'm gonna keep it light. Basically, she had talked about how her and Donald Trump had raw sex. And it was only a one-time thing, and then she actually had to go on to deny it because they threatened to, you know, sue her for all types of money. That's really the gist of it.
Yeah.
I was really stuck on how the fuck this bitch had raw sex with Donald Trump.
You think President Trump is circumcised or uncircumcised?
He's definitely uncircumcised. There's no way.
He's pulling the hood back?
Yeah. Oh, he's not even pulling the hood back.
What?
He's not even doing that.
What you mean?
Oh, he's just cheesing it up.
There's
no way.
Chip.
Pause. There's no way that man. He's just a nasty nigga. He's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
He's nasty. Not saying you're nasty if you're not circumcised. Shout out to you. But this is a nasty man we have on our hands.
President Dick Cheese.
Yeah, President Gook.
President Smegma.
President Schmegma.
Oh my God!
She let that, and then the newscaster was like, "Did you use protection? Did you use a condom?" She was like, "No, we did not."
No.
What? And this is just in 2006.
Trump is a straight sushi bowl.
Ew, man, straight raw.
Raw.
I'm just like, oh my God! Like, how do you have any moral? And then she's saying this on national television. That's how I know she's telling the truth, because no woman is admitting to that.
Nobody's like putting that out.
I'm pretty sure Ivanka on their resume. Ivanka's his whole wife. I'm pretty sure they use condoms. When they were having sex.
She makes him use condoms.
She doesn't. She probably uses a female condom. He has no idea.
She makes him get on birth control. She comes out. Oh, man. He comes in without a condom. She goes,
Well, speaking of her, when's the last time she's ever
Tisk Donald.
When's the last time you've seen her?
Bro, I don't know.
Them niggas is divorced. She's out here living a separate life. She in New York chilling somewhere. Shout out to her.
I never wanting to be bothered.
She didn't sign up for this. I feel bad for her. She didn't sign up for this shit.
She's a mail order bride that got caught up in a whirlwind. She was supposed to be released like 18 months ago. But, you know.
No, I feel bad for her. Around. She didn't sign up for this.
At all. Like, not even it's a little terrible. Bit.
Terrible. Like, that's like, yeah, she signed up to be like a sugar. She wanted to be a little, you know what I mean? She wanted a little sugar daddy. And her sugar daddy was like, I'm going to run for president. She was like, all right, whatever, nigga. You ain't going to win. Show enough.
Shit,
this white fucking bastard. Oh, man. But speaking of, I guess, President Trump, you see how they had the march in D.C.? With yeah. All the guns and, I mean, the protests against guns. When was all that shit for Black Lives Matter, my nigga? Like,
come on now. You know what that shit is, bro. They don't care about black people, bro.
I mean, niggas was dying. Niggas been dying before it was cool,
right? That's right. Say it again. Who's been dying?
Niggas been dying.
Who's been dying?
I mean, nigga, these white...
Niggas been dying.
These white kids must be getting... Somebody must be getting shot with a fucking... With a off-white fucking zipper thing on their body.
What?
Like, this must be, like, some cool shit. Like... This shit must be trendy, my nigga.
Shout out to Virgil Abloh for being the head designer of Versace, I believe.
Or Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Black excellence.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Black excellence.
You know.
Actually, I had that on my list of things. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Louis Vuitton has never had a black head designer. But I'm pretty... You know the thing? I feel like... Niggas might crucify me for this. I feel like his shit is, like, very repetitive.
Yeah, I don't
He doesn't really, he doesn't, I haven't seen, it's creative, but maybe it's because, like, it'll take somebody doing something in the future for it to be, like, mad cool, and then me looking back, like, oh, shit, Virgil Abloh did that, like, 20 years ago.
I haven't been on my fashion hype beat shit since, like, 2012, 2013.
I'm actually getting back on it because I started copping Air Maxes again.
Right.
And Air Maxes are kind of, like, the thing right now, but I didn't even, it was incidental, like, I mean, accidental, like, I didn't mean to. I just kind of was like, oh, shit, Air Maxes are kind of dope. And now, you know, today is Air Max Day. Well, yesterday now. But it was Air Max Day. And, I mean, the Sean Weatherspoon Jones just dropped. So I had the South Beaches on. I mean, shout out to Air Maxes. But I'm trying to get back on my sneakerhead thing. It's just a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Bet.
A lot of money. Like, so you were never really sneakerhead, were you?
No.
Not really?
Nigga, I got one pair of sneakers that I... Every year.
What? You got the foams now, right?
Foams.
The Gold Jones?
Foams. These are going to be my sneakers until...
You got them on now?
Right now. Currently. Today.
Nah, next year you might as well get the whatever 11s drop on Christmas. That'll be your shoe for 2019.
That, but, like, yo, I really like these. I like foams, man. Like, I like them from, like, an aesthetic standpoint. Like, they look really nice.
Mm-hmm. And they're comfortable. Different. They're comfortable, right?
Number one, they're comfortable. Number two... They're mad sturdy.
Yeah, they don't. Foams don't. And they don't get dirty.
They don't crease. They don't get dirty.
They don't get dirty. And even if they do, they wipe right off.
Like, these great are shoe. The perfect sneaker.
Plugging foams and right now. Get you some foams, man.
Yo.
I don't have any.
Yeah, these are great
I don't
shoe,
have
man.
Any foams. I should get some.
Shout out to the DC niggas. You guys are useful for once.
Because the dance train for the music. Jesus. Christmas.
Oh, man.
Son, go-go music is reggaeton for black people.
Go-go.
AKA trash.
Oh, God. Garbage.
Actually, horrible. No. I won't even say reggaeton is trash. It's just very repetitive. It all sounds the same. That's what go-go music is to me. It's just a bunch of pots and pans. You ever seen the Aristocats when they were fucking just banging through the
No, you mean Tarzan?
Not even, not even Aristocats. Yeah, Tarzan when he was playing.
Shibbity bobbity dop bibbity
That's essentially
every go-go music song ever, bro.
Fuck, nah, I can't do it, bro.
Nah, I can't even do it.
I can't do it. It's just noise.
Oh, man.
And they're just yelling, and half the time it's offbeat, and even when there's no MP3 versions of it, it's just all live, and the quality is trash. I remember one time I went to a party with my cousin when I shout out to him, he's about to graduate from Hampton.
Hmm.
I went down there and I went to a party. Of course, it ended in a fight. I think niggas actually got tased. That shit was wild. But I went to a party down there and niggas started playing go-go music and I'm just standing there like,
yuck,
nah, absolutely the fuck not. It was just bad. It just doesn't sound right. It's not nice to the ears. I mean, it's not pleasant. But shout out to you from D.C. I can't do it, though.
You know what I mean?
I'll take this Jersey Club with a grain of salt.
Shout out to Phones all day.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I know we got.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring back a couple Would You Rather questions because Mike found some good ones.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did a couple Would You Rather. So I got a couple, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do some Would You Rathers. So let's see. Which one are we going to do first? Would you rather give up R-rated movies or give up G-rated movies?
Why would you do this to me?
That includes all the R-rated movies you've ever seen. You've never seen them again.
No more belly?
Or no more G-rated movies. All the movies G-rated movies you've ever seen.
You know what? I'm going to go with R-rated because I'm starting to realize that my childhood was very valuable.
You know what?
I'm going to go R-rated.
But then it's like all the scary movies done.
A lot of the scary movies now are PG-13 anyway on some bullshit, but...
Yeah.
You're right. A lot of the scary movies are done. But you can't, like... I think about, like, Toy Story, shit like that. Well, Toy Story...
Bro, there's so many bangers, bro.
There's a lot of G-rated movies out
there. All the Disney movies for one.
Yeah.
Lion King, gone.
No, I'm giving... Yeah, definitely R-rated movies.
It's gotta be... Oh, yeah.
Nigga, even Soul Plane was PG-13. I'm good, yeah.
Soul Plane was R.
Was it R?
Soul Plane was R.
Are you sure? Let me check.
Yes.
I'm gonna check.
Promise you that shit was R, bro.
Let me see.
Soul Plane was a horrible movie, but it was R-rated because they couldn't find nobody else.
Oh, it was rated R.
Yeah.
It was. They couldn't find nobody else.
They couldn't.
Soul Plane is 86 minutes of silliness ranging from sweet to raunchy aimed at mature audience who hasn't outgrown poop jokes.
Who has what?
That was the first thing to come. Soul Plane is 86 minutes of silliness ranging from sweet to raunchy aimed at the mature audience who hasn't outgrown poop jokes. First of all,
what a drag.
Poop jokes will never not be funny.
Yeah, those are like, come on.
Because that movie was for me.
It had its moments.
It did. I mean, when it was fucking on the wheels. You can't tell me that shit wasn't funny. That shit was hilarious. But yeah, I'm gonna go with G-rated movies, bro.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, well, I'm gonna
give
keep
up R-rated.
Yeah,
movies.
I'm gonna get rid of R-rated movies.
I think I would.
I'm
have to
keep
do
the
that
G-rated
too,
ones because my childhood is way more valuable than anything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I got one more.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather taste everything you touch or smell everything that you see?
Smell, okay. Taste, okay, yeah. I would definitely rather smell everything that I see.
Ah, really?
Because imagine if you tasted everything that you touch.
But you can control what you touch.
Nigga, you gotta pee every day.
I mean,
sure. And what?
Hey, man.
Because you know you're gonna get curious one day, like, eh.
Hey, player.
Hey, man.
Hey, play, it might add something to the experience.
Let me see what these bitches like so much.
What's all the hubbubs? What's all the fuss about?
Yeah, what's all the hubbub?
You're
gonna,
nah.
You're gonna touch your dick. Just like,
I'm sucking him. Salty.
Hell no. And now you gotta go to the bathroom, you gotta flush. I mean, granted, if you're black or if you're black or clean, you flush the toilet with your foot. You don't touch it with your hand. But, you know, I mean, there's other things you gotta touch. You gotta touch doorknobs. I mean, you gotta, when you shake people's hands, imagine you shaking a person's hand and you taste
it. But you saying you smell everything, shit. Remind you of all the videos that you watch?
Think about the videos you watch.
Not even porn, just. Weird stuff like hood shit, like dykes with white strap-ons. You smell that.
How much dick you want?
You smell it. How much dick you want?
It smells like rubber.
Or you watching an animal video. Nah, man.
I do watch a lot of stuff. I watch a lot of stuff.
A lot.
I think I'd rather smell everything that I see. Because touch, you know what I mean? You touch a lot. You don't realize how much you touch.
Yeah.
You touch the back of your phone. You set your phone down on anything. You know what I'm saying? That's just not sanitary. It's just nasty.
I mean, yeah,
I mean, it's not like your tongue is getting dirty from it, but at the same time, it's like, You're still tasting.
You don't want that.
You don't want that. You touch a steering wheel.
Ugh. But look at what you see, though. Like, you're walking down the street.
And you just see, like, you see, like, a...
Dog shit. Ugh. You see your nose now.
It's in there.
Like, nah, man.
Yeah. Or, like, you watch a video.
I see too much weird shit throughout the day to want to have to smell it all.
I definitely be watching videos of people getting murdered. I would not want to smell it.
And if you got to touch things so bad, nigga, you can wear gloves all day.
That's a loophole.
It's a loophole.
Like I said a couple of episodes, there's always loopholes.
There's not.
There's always. There's you just found one. Look at you.
For look that.
You know what that's called? Growth.
Growth.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm going to go, dog, because you just touch so much.
Agreed. Well.
I mean, you see a lot, but I'd rather smell what half the time you smell what you see anyway.
I'm going to smell what you see.
You're bugging. I'm going with.
No.
I'd rather. Actually, no. Yeah, you're right. Wait, no. You're saying you'd rather smell what you see?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, same here. I'm not touching. I mean, I don't want to taste what I touch, nigga.
No. I said I'd rather taste what I touch. I meant.
Oh, you's a nasty nigga.
Because I don't touch, like, I can.
Nigga, you just you touching this table?
Yeah, but it's just a table.
Why would you want to taste that?
But I feel like I see too much crazy stuff throughout the day that's like, I don't want to. I know I'm not smelling any of that.
You going to go to the bank and you going to touch money? Imagine tasting money. You know what money tastes like? I'm not talking about pennies and nickels, because you know what that tastes like.
Tastes like ass.
Hey. Don't touch me. Don't touch me, because I don't want to touch that. No, I don't want to dap you.
All right,
no, get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Yeah, dap yourself. Nigga.
Grow up.
I'm talking about bills that go in between strippers' butts. You want to taste that? And that's days after. Days after.
Nigga.
You a nasty nigga. That's how I know you really eat ass.
Listen, teach his own, respect each other's privacy, bless up. What else?
He's just a nasty nigga.
I have one more. What's up? Would you rather be paralyzed from the waist down or have to pass a kidney stone once a week at random?
At random?
Yeah.
And you don't even know?
Passing the
Give
me the paralyzed.
I think I'd rather pass the kidney stone.
Nah.
Being paralyzed isn't fun.
Yeah, I get it.
That's not fun. Bro, you can't walk.
You get to your rides faster.
That's it?
It's better to pass the kidney stone. Like,
when's the last time you even rode a ride?
Shit.
Exactly. I think I'd rather pass that. Give me that kidney stone. It's painful, but it's better than.
But once a week.
I'd rather not
forever.
Be paralyzed. I'd rather not be paralyzed. Once a week. Hey, once it's over with.
Imagine you clapping some cheese, right? And you about to bust.
And the kidney's up!
Kidney's up! It was like.
No, it's not.
Right? Like, that's not fun.
Oh, man.
Imagine pooping, but you had to pass the kidneys, though.
Oh, and you just pooping, and you got poop and pee at the same time, and you just.
Yeah, man. You ever had a stomach virus where you had to poop and throw up at the same time?
That hasn't happened to me.
That happens to me, bro. That shit is so not fun.
I'm very happy it
happened. It was literally me switching, like. Like, I don't even have time to flush in between the hoods and the.
That's disgusting.
And I'm putting my face in it.
I'm so happy.
I'm looking at last week's doo doo, but I'm throwing up into it. It's an awful, awful time.
Oh my God. I'm very happy. I've never
I'm cutting the doo doo in pieces with my throw up. It's like I'm chopping
the
log.
I'm about to throw up, bro.
It's bad, bro.
Oh my God. I'm sorry if you had to hear that, because I know you're sitting there like, oh, this.
They know what it is, man.
It's never happened to me. I've heard about it, obviously, from you, but other people as well. Oh, my God. What was the question again? You really just distracted me with that.
How?
That's nasty.
It is what it is, bro.
Oh, my God.
So what are you choosing?
What was the question again?
I said, would you rather be paralyzed from the waist
down?
Or have to pass a kidney stone?
I'm sorry. All I can think about was pooping and throwing up at the same time. It's still, I'd rather pass that kidney stone.
Would you rather poop a kidney stone?
Poop a kidney stone? You know how big a kidney stone had to be for you to poop it and feel it? Because when you do a kidney stone passes through your urethra.
Right.
It's like a vein. It's small. It's not big. But your butt? Poop it out? That's like pooping out that's literally a stone. That's like pooping out one of Nadira's crystals.
Impossible. Hurtful. A bad time. Pooping out all 30 of them.
Oh man.
30 of them bogeys wrapped
man.
Up.
Oh man. I just pooped out all my good vibes.
All my people,
I just pooped out all my positivity.
Oh, just shitted it away.
Oh man, just pooped out all my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, I'm still definitely going.
You're crazy, bro. Because if you're paralyzed from the waist down, it means you can't feel your dick.
Yeah,
that's all I'm concerned about. Yeah. I'd rather be able to at least if a kidney stone coming through, at least I know I can feel it.
But at random.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't happen while you're asleep. I think it only happens when you're peeing. It's not just like, I mean, you can just be chilling. You can be at work or something. Like, yo, I'm about to go to the bathroom, bro. I'll be right back. And just going to bed. Still that. I think I'd rather.
Nah, give me the
paralyzation? Yeah. You're crazy, man. Speaking of that. Do you see these new emojis that they might put out?
The wheelchair people, right?
Oh, that's not going to end well. They got the blind one, the one in the wheelchair. They got prosthetic arms and legs. Mm-hmm. It's not going to end well. I already seen girls talking about when they leave their side nigga's house and the Jones in the wheelchair. Like, come on, son.
Yeah, you know. Everybody's looking for the next big meme or something.
It's not going to end well. It's not going to end well. But, yeah. Either way, I think I'm going to go with the kidney stones, my guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're still sticking with the paralyzed?
Absolutely. I can live a handicapped life.
But you can't feel your meat.
Yeah, but I can still use it.
Can you?
Yeah.
I guess you can. I mean, I'm really not sure. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe somebody can answer that question for us. But I'm pretty sure if your schmeat's paralyzed, you don't know what's going on down there. You might be able to pop a Viagra or something. But, nah, bro. I'm going to go with that kidney stone, my guy. Keep it nice and... You know what I mean? This nigga's walking around here, you know, with STDs that deal with this on the regular. So, I'm going to just, you know what I mean, use kidney stone, take it with a grain of salt, like I said. Boop. And be chilling. Be all right. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So bad.
Oh, it's all bad.
It's all.
But that's why it's would you rather.
Would you rather? It's all bad. Do we even have anything else?
I don't have anything on my list.
Honestly?
No. I don't even know what else. Oh, you know what? I did have one more thing. Justin Timberlake put out Jordans. Did you peep that?
Yeah, he had those on in the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, he had them on in the Super Bowl, I think. And then it was like some type of Jordan 3. And he had another one come out. I'm just this brown, my nigga. Somebody got to shoot this nigga in the face. And that's how I'm going to end the podcast.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot, man. And he hasn't been getting right for
this
a
nigga
while.
Put out a fucking country album, wherever it was, and then try to get more in touch with his blackness that doesn't exist.
Exactly. You can't wear a whole like that. Genre.
It doesn't
work. That we don't even look at on the map.
He put out like a folk music album.
Bro, like,
I don't know. Justin Timberlake. I don't know. He's putting out Brown 3s, bro. Don't buy that.
Don't support that.
Yeah, don't support that. Don't. If you're out here wearing Justin Timberlake Jordans, I'm looking at you funny.
Super funny. But that's it, man.
Who buys that? Ugh.
That is. It's a short one today, man.
Yeah, it is. We should try and keep... I always wanted to do an hour.
Yeah, just to see what it's like.
Yeah, just to see. Because sometimes, like, an hour and 45 minutes, that's intimidating, my guy. That's, like, a lot.
Yeah, it's some work.
It's a lot. Because if I see another podcast and it's an hour and 45 minutes, I'm not watching that shit. I'm not listening to that.
That's too much. Like,
all right. I'm not listening to your shit. It's like, nah, we support everybody.
Yeah, we do support everybody.
But it'll be more enjoyable. Oh, wait, you about to shout out some people?
Yeah, I was going to do some shout outs to a couple of people, man.
Ooh, you got it. I know, definitely shout out Ignorant Noodle.
Shout out Ignorant Noodle. Shout out to Lemon Shade Podcast. Yeah. Shout out to...
He said, she said.
Yeah.
Shout out to Boxtown. Mm-hmm. Nigga Ethan doing his thing.
Shout out to... Box.
I just said Jeez. That Hibiki hitting you strong.
Hibiki. Michael is tired, people. Michael is sleepy. And Michael is getting incoherent. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Boxhound.
Boxhound? Nigga, Boxhound?
I thought of Foxhole. Cause no. Foxhole?
Boxhound.
Boxhound. Yeah. Shout out to Boxhound. Shout out to After Hours Podcast. Yep. Shout out to Do Not Disturb. Shout out to Podcast About Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Ignorant Noodle.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody else. Shout out to people that be listening. Listen, like, let me say something real quick. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Yo, what is that?
Shout out to everybody that's been listening, man.
I'm so used to saying fuck somebody. Yeah, you know, yeah. You know what to say.
Exactly.
Yo, fuck. I mean,
I'm so used to hate. I'm so used to niggas doubting me. But you know, shout out
these bitches praying on my downfall, bitch.
Oh, I need NBA stands for not about to ask again. I need everything, bitch. Shout out to Ha Ha Davis. Yo,
nigga is funny.
His videos never get old. Like, never. He's done that jail video at least
20
times. He's done at least 30,000 different ways to rhyme. How to rhyme about anal rape, and it is still...
It's funny every time.
Hilarious.
Is it... Never mind. Almost said something problematic. But I digress. Maybe I'll text it to you. No, I'm not even going to text it to you. We're just going to act like it didn't happen.
All right, then. Yeah, but shout out to everybody that's been listening to us, man. Yeah. Showing us love. Listen, man.
Still the beginning phases, I mean? We got a lot of shit that's going to happen, I mean? We're going to get it. I mean, you're gonna try and fix up a little studio for y'all niggas.
This is the thing, people.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is way more expensive than we thought it was gonna be.
Oh, what?
You know what I'm saying? We got microphones. We got trying to get upgrades to our microphones. Mm-hmm. We got software that we trying to get.
Yep.
You got hardware you trying to get that's in like with audio things,
mm-hmm.
Even visual things, mm-hmm. processors, sound cards. Mic stand.
There's so much shit that pop into filter,
like different things that you never knew mm-hmm. that you need. Like, why would I need a little fuzzy thing for my mic? Yeah. I thought that was just decoration. Mm-hmm. No, it serves a purpose.
Yep. We're doing all of this just to avoid studio time.
Because
we are not SoundCloud rappers.
We gonna get around. Listen. We try to make something with this.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And shout out to the studios out there that do all this stuff for you.
Yeah, shout out to you.
I have much more respect for you now because it's a lot mm-hmm. to do this with really just two niggas and a laptop and a couple USB mics.
That's all we need, my niggas.
That's
all we need.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you for following us on the journey. You know what I'm saying? We've been trying to get better every week. Trying to get better all the time. If you guys got ideas that you want to see us talk about or things you want to see us implement and add to the show, suggestions, criticisms.
Yeah.
It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? This is what you can do.
Fan mail, anything. If you want to say, what's up?
A good tweet. If you want to say,
y'all niggas is ugly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? A titty.
Fire back on you.
A titty pick here or there.
Go ahead.
Greatly appreciated.
Free the nipple.
Free both of those. Thanks. make sure you follow us on Instagram
mm-hmm.
at Not That Serious Pod. You follow us on Twitter at NTS Pod. You listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
Nigga, either way, it's for the peasants.
The Android niggas.
Yeah, the Android niggas.
The Google Android Pleasant Play Music Android mm-hmm. for Google fuck niggas.
Yeah.
SoundCloud. Stitcher Radio coming soon. Spotify working on that. They're a tough one.
Spotify.
Yeah, they real tight with theirs.
They don't do that free shit.
They're like a girl that knows their father their whole life.
Oh, man.
Real stingy.
Someone who knows their worth.
Yes.
And adds tax.
Yeah. It's all stingy, bitch.
Hey. Get a pussy up.
All this nuclear family shit. All these stable households. It makes me sick.
My stomach.
I want you when you're broken. Let me do what I want.
I want you.
When you're broken and fed
you,
up.
When you're broken. Oh, man. And desperate. And just looking for a rebound.
Yeah. Like, what do you want from me, lady?
Man.
But
that's horrible.
Yeah, man. Make sure you listen
that
to
that is terrible.
Make sure you listen to us, man.
Yeah.
Or you go on iTunes, man. Rate us 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Leave a review. Please write a review.
Yep.
I know it's a lot.
It's actually not a lot.
It's not.
It'll take less than 30 seconds out of your life.
A little something, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Please. I don't know. Just give us a little something.
Yeah,
man.
And then also YouTube coming soon. We're gonna have the cameras,
visuals,
so y'all can get some visuals. We'll have a little. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's gonna
man.
Be nice.
It's gonna be
nice.
It's gonna be dope things ahead for this podcast, man. And we're glad that you got with us.
Yep.
Down with us on the ground floor.
Yeah, while we're still broke. But once we get rich, fuck you.
I don't know you. Step away from my car, sir. I'm still calling the cops, bud.
Hey, don't talk to me.
I can't wait to go into call the cops mode.
Oh, man. No,
niggas.
No, we can't.
I can't wait to start calling.
I can't wait to
calling the police on niggas.
Like, yo, I don't take pictures of no niggas.
With no niggas, with no negroids.
Gay nigga? What? Mad problematic. I might snort cocaine. Might try it.
Shout out to you, Chris Brown.
Might get to that level. Hey, bro. It's like, nah, my heart's a little for that shit.
Hey, I wasn't bored last night. I know these hoes ain't right. but yeah, man, thanks for everything, bro. Like, for real. Like, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the listens. Please keep listening. Please. Tell a friend to tell a friend to let another friend know that we out here and that we're a good podcast to listen to us.
Yeah.
Look for us, man.
You know what I mean?
We're going to be out here soon. We're going to be making more moves once the warm time comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets warm, the first thing we're doing is going to New York.
Yes.
And we're definitely recording a pod up there.
It's yes. Gonna be lit. So, no, thanks for everything, guys. This has been another episode.
What episode is it? 18?
18. 18. Shout out to Yashahidi.
What?
Why? She 18 now.
Wow.
Yeah, she turned 18, like.
Okay. Since we shout out. Nah, never mind. I ain't going
to. Nah, you got to say it now.
Since we shout out the Young Jones.
Nah, she's not old enough.
Who? No, Chloe Bailey is old enough.
Oh, 19.
Yeah, she's 19.
Okay.
The sister is still 17.
You was looking at the other one.
No, I wasn't. I said both. I retracted my words I've been planning that. I actually retracted my words and said,
like,
okay,
well,
that's just the 19-year-old.
I mean, 19 and 17, when you add it together, it averages out as 18. So...
Yeah, there's a... Will you actually check the mean, median, and
when
mode?
When you do the quick maths.
You do the quick maths. If you add a year, you know, one is 18. But if you stretch a year, the other one's 18 anyway.
Well, shout out to Yashahidi. The countdown has still begun on you. Once you hit 20, baby.
Nah.
Ooh, man.
Oh, also, shout out to Vanessa Simmons. She got super duper thick.
Vanessa Simmons.
Not Vanessa Simmons. Yeah. No, Angela Simmons. I'm sorry.
Angela
Simmons.
Man.
She didn't.
Ain't nothing that made a woman thick like some strife on some single motherhood.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, some strife on
some strife.
Woo.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Nothing makes a woman thick like thinking, how am I going to raise this boy to be a man?
Oh, man. Nothing makes a woman thicker than thick problems.
Yeah. Thick issues. Thick issues make thick women.
I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt.
Thick issues make thicker women.
For a thick woman. They're gonna shut us the fuck down. I know Nadira definitely turned this off. She turned it off. She's like, I hate these niggas. Jesus Christ.
Thick woman.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all jokes. Right. It's not it's that. Jokes. It's not that serious.
It's not that serious. For
but
real.
It is that serious when you that thick. Oh my God.
Then just cold.
Just.
Yeah, this has been not that serious, man.
Oh,
man. Thanks again, man. Make sure you catch us everywhere. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
With regards to Kanye March Madness bracket.
That's probably not going to happen.
We don't know.
That's probably not going to happen.
Yikes.
I'm going to keep it a bean. April starts next week, and it's looking... Man, it's looking like we're probably not gonna do it.
Slow.
Because niggas are lazy and we're probably not gonna do it.
Man.
But hey, if you wanna go ahead and finish that bracket off on your own.
If you wanted consistency.
You know what we should do?
You'd have called your dad by
You know
now.
What we should do? We should just pick a winner right now.
No, it's no way. We're not good. We gotta do that next episode.
No, I mean just pick a winner. Like that's it. Like let me look at this.
No, man.
Just pick a winner. Like, we probably
it's one of the, no, bro, you can't do that right now because it's gonna. All right, how about this?
I could probably pick a winner.
How about
right
this?
Now,
How about this?
I could probably pick a winner right now. Bro.
You can't. You will, but then as soon as you're done, you're gonna text me. You're like, fuck, why did I say that?
No, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'll fucking say it.
How about this? We do a bonus episode where me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just bang out the rest of the bracket.
Okay, can I give you a soft answer?
Give me a soft answer that I know you're going to renege on later.
Jesus Walks.
Okay, you're going to renege on that. By
Am
the time.
I really?
Bet money. I'm willing to bet a lot of money that you
Because I'm looking at all these songs, and I'm like, Jesus Walks beats a lot of these.
Okay.
But hey.
What you know? We're working on it.
Yeah,
we'll
are.
See. But, yeah. This has been not that serious. This is the third time I've said that, and I've tried to end this podcast.
Hey.
But you know, third time's the charm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, niggas don't like leaving, so we have separation anxiety. Okay, we're really leaving.
All right, we're done. All right, y'all, peace.
Hey, peace.
Separation, nigga. What the fuck?
'Cause I'm swiping like a fox. You with your new girl, 'cause she never on your top. She show up on the set and she keep quiet like a prop. Never try to be something you're not. That's what my granny told me when I was a tater tot. I'm finna follow through on everything I plot. Baby, I'm the coolest thing that's coming out of Little Rock. Self-aware but still floss. Spilling sauce on the sauce. Trying to keep grounded, speaking with myself often. Will I make a million being myself? Ain't no telling. But fuck how they market if ain't no soul in what they selling. Still do it for the ones that's cool as fuck but not cool enough. Used to try to impress them but now I just don't give a fuck. You're either damned if you do and you're damned if you won't. So you might as well go ahead and just do what you want.